Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. So, Amy, I know, Amy Holmes, by the way, I know you have all your assets tied up in the Swiss bank accounts and stuff. And if you do watch the Swiss banking industry these days, it's been some uncharacteristic volatility. UBS is reporting extraordinary outflows of money from its accounts. At the same time, shares in the Swiss bank UBS rose sharply yesterday. Details are starting to emerge of a deal between the Swiss and U.S. government regarding tax evasion. The U.S. has been trying to get the names released of some 52,000 wealthy Americans, or Americans with deposits anyway, suspected of evading taxes by hiding billions of dollars with UBS and other Swiss banks. Let's check in on this story a little bit with Bill Sharp, who's a lawyer representing a number of clients with Swiss bank accounts, including UBS. Good morning, Bill.
John, good morning. How are you today?
And you're joining us from your home there in Tampa, Florida.
Yes, sir, I sure am.
Now, South Florida isn't a place for, like, tax evaders to go and hang out, right?
Well, let's put it this way, John. When UBS did conduct a great deal of stateside marketing, a couple of its major grounds for marketing were, of course, Florida and New York.
Interesting. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's at stake here. Now, if the UBS bank decides to release tens of thousands of names here as part of a deal with the U.S. government, what are the consequences there?
Well, in my view, what we're talking about here is the integrity and, frankly, the longevity of the Swiss banking system on the one hand, and that's competing, of course, against the U.S. legal system and particularly our tax administration rules that seek full disclosure. What's really at stake here is that if UBS and the Swiss government stumble and don't properly handle this request, then it could undermine Swiss banking for a long time.
Now, are you in a strange position here, a U.S. lawyer representing clients with Swiss bank accounts, but you're essentially making an argument that's in favor of Swiss law, not American law?
Well, as an international tax lawyer, you have to look at all views and come up with the right approach, hopefully in the best interest of your client. And we only represent individuals, not the banks. But here's how it works is UBS is reluctant to release all 52,000 names because Swiss banking secrecy rules say you can't do that. There are certain exceptions, however, to those rules, one called the Swiss tax fraud or the like exception. And if the conduct of a particular account falls within that exception, then they can make the release. And that's what this is all about. We're trying to determine whether and to what extent a large number of names can be released under that exception.
So you're arguing, though, sort of on the technicality of this. Are you arguing that your clients are innocent of these allegations?
We're not really judging our clients, Amy. What we're really looking at is, I mean, and let's back up on that a little bit. First of all, thank goodness we have the Constitution, because folks are entitled to counsel in this country. And secondly, in many of these cases, clients are seeking to come clean, become compliant through what's called voluntary disclosure. And in many of these cases, too, clients were inadvertently trapped. They've inherited money from folks they had very little dealings with. Some of them are perhaps more egregious than others, but there's no question about it. There are a lot of innocent folks out there. Mm.
Well, Bill, before we go, is it possible that this gets even more complicated in the sense that possibly, aside from evading taxes, that some of these secret bank accounts may disclose, like, affairs or mistresses or relationships or explode families, and that you would have to use an argument like that to say, look, we can't be releasing this because it would cause all kinds of other problems?
Well, you know, unfortunately, that wouldn't be a bar for releasing it if, in fact, the conduct in question constituted tax fraud under Swiss law or the like. That's the only way the Swiss will be able to release names, and that's what they're trying to balance right now. They're trying to figure out, from the Swiss perspective, they're saying, how can we possibly satisfy the U.S. demands in a case that we will probably but not necessarily lose in South Florida? And the only way they can satisfy that demand is seek a legal vehicle
right.
under Swiss law.
All right. Well, the deal is emerging between UBS and the U.S. government. The issue is tax evasion. Bill Sharp, lawyer representing a number of clients with the Swiss bank accounts, including UBS, joined us from Tampa, Florida. Thanks, Bill.
Oh, you're welcome, John. Take care. Bye-bye.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.